It's Your Money Matters, the show we do Monday through Thursday nights. Brian the Cash Man, roughly every other Thursday, he joins us at this time. He's here in studio with me, as always. Or sometimes I'm at the United Center, and he's here all alone, which happened last time,
by
Brian.
Myself. Brian, all by myself, John.
Well, you got Iridian.
That's right.
Yeah, you always have Iridian.
That's right.
You're in studio. We're here together, and the price of gold has kind of like leveled out in a way.
Yeah,
like it's found its little zone. Well, it's not skyrocketing. It's not falling all that much. We're kind of in the $4,000 to $4,300 range.
Yeah,
that's a good place to be.
It is. It is a good place to be. A nice be able to level out stuff. You know, steady stuff, and get some established pricing going on.
About a month or so ago, you said, you know, gold's done great, but silver may have a longer runway.
Oh yes,
and
it has.
I should have listened to you and bought silver because it has really gone up more than gold in the last month and a half.
Oh, absolutely. Silver has historically always outperformed gold.
Wait, really?
Yes, in percentages.
In the long way.
And yeah. You know, I always reflect back. My dad always telling a story, you know, if you took two equivalent investments, 10,000 in gold and 10,000 in silver, gold, by the time gold doubles, historically gold would go, or silver would go up almost five times.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, it's much less an ounce.
It is.
But
it is. It doesn't take as much for it to move to make gains.
Interesting. Do people have a lot of silver laying around? We talk about the gold laying around, but what about the silver?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times people have the sterling silver flatware set, stuff they don't realize that, hey, there's several thousand dollars sitting right there.
How do you know if it's sterling silver versus just like silver plated?
So basically on the back of the item, or on the bottom of it, if it's a bowl or something, it will pretty very clearly say the word sterling on it. There are some exceptions, usually within the foreign countries, that there might be a coded icons that would indicate that it's sterling. But we're happy to figure that out, identify it for you, and pay accordingly.
Is sterling silver basically? I mean, it's just pure silver.
It's not pure silver. Sterling silver is actually 92.5% silver and typically 7.5% copper.
If you buy like a set of sterling silver stuff from people, are you selling it to someone who's going to melt it down, or is that going to just be sold as a set as it progresses through the line?
Yes.
Okay.
So it is definitely a two thing. We always try to find homes for it. We always try to find where we can best suit it, see if there's still a demand or a need for that specific pattern. Problem is, fewer and fewer patterns are becoming as demanded.
Mm.
So, but at least, it's interesting because with the silver rising so much, I mean, a lot of these are at their cost price, back, quite a few years, of course, but they've really gone up a considerable amount.
Where would people have gotten sterling silver? Was it a common wedding gift?
It was one of the top 10 wedding gifts given.
Ah.
It was a sterling silver flatware set.
So a lot of our listeners might have some.
Oh, come to my house. I have so much of it.
Mary,
it's worth nothing.
Mary. You're in Ville. It's not worth nothing.
Oh, mine. I think I took mine somewhere once.
Is it silver plated?
Yeah, pretty sure. I mean, that's most of it.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we do buy the silver plate. It's more of a recycling, you do get money for it, but the sterling is where it's at.
Yeah, but not Mary Vandeveld money. She's living in the mansions of Villa Park is what she's doing.
Doubt it. My kids sure don't want it, that's for sure.
They don't.
And you know what? You
don't want anything.
You absolutely hit the nail right on the head, Mary. I'm so glad you actually brought that up because, if you're wondering or pondering, or I'm going to keep this for my kids, you better ask them first, because I'm telling you right now, all the kids are bringing them in. They're getting those sets, and they're bringing it in and selling it.
I mean, usually you have like one sentimental kid. The rest, no.
Yeah.
I got one out of three.
No, that's not so bad.
And the thing is we're finding more and more, people have inherited their sets from their relatives, and they have five or six. It's like, I'm never going to use all these sets.
Right. Use them now. Get the cash. Go on vacation.
Absolutely.
Something along those lines. I love that. Villa Park, not all that far from Westmont, where you are, Brian.
That's right.
16 West Ogden in Westmont. And your number is 630-969-9600. People can call that number after this show. On this show, you call 312-981-7200. And Mark is holding on the line. He's going to stay there. Got a lot of texts to get to as well. Hey, Brian the Cash Man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, John.
You ready for a couple phone calls?
Let's do it.
Let's go to Mark, who's been holding patiently. Hello, Mark. You're on WGN. Good evening.
Hi, guys. Years ago, my wife worked at the Board of Trade. She was a runner for E.F. Hutton. Mm. Their Christmas bonus was bars of silver.
Nice.
Somewhere in my house, I probably got 150 or so bars of silver, and I don't know how to sell them should I choose to do it, and are there tax ramifications if I do that?
Good questions.
Well, selling them is easy. All you have to do is come and see me at 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont, and I'll be more than happy to purchase those silver bars from you.
It is easy. It is.
It is super easy. You just walk in, we assess it, make you the offer, you accept cash or check, and you're set to go.
As for the taxes?
That is something for your accountant.
Yeah.
That is definitely not for me.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I got to get my CPA on the air at some point to answer that question, because I understand why, Brian, you don't want to give anyone advice. That's not your job.
No, it's not my job.
But it doesn't happen at the store. No taxes are taken out by you at the store.
No, there's nothing that we have to, no taxes that we take out or anything. We, give you your copy of the receipt for whatever tax reasons you need it for.
Okay. Mark, I don't know if that answered your question completely, but we got half of it answered.
No, I'm right down the street in Lamont. I'll be in to see Brian.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I love that, Mark. Good. Love when they're down the street in Lamont or Lyle or Downers or Darien or Woodridge. All these great Southwest suburbs areas.
Absolutely.
I'm a little biased in Downers. Okay, Anthony, what do you have?
Hi there. In the early 70s, my grandmother gave us like a handful of early 1900 Liberty dollars.
Sure. So they would have been...
What are those worth?
So, that could be the Morgan dollar design, or if it was after 1921, 21 or later, it would be the Peace design. So
I got both.
Yeah, typically we would see both. So those are going to, of course, vary based upon their, which type they are, the condition and the mint mark. Condition, of course, being a very, very important factor. But generally speaking, I want to say they're around $36, $38 and up.
A piece?
Yeah, each.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go, Anthony.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Where are you calling from, Anthony? He's calling from nowhere now. He's done. Bye.
He's done.
I was going to just tell him to come to Westmont. I think people know what I was going to get that there. 847, how about a Bob Hope autograph?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be a great piece. I would, depending on what it's signed on, that would definitely be an interesting piece, especially if you have some of the older Bob Hope signed pieces. Now, he did sign a lot because he did a lot of touring. He did a lot of... with the USO.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of these neat pictures that are out there that exist with him that are signed, and those, can definitely have some value. $200 to $300 a piece.
Was he a prolific signer?
He was.
Yeah, which is great. What a good guy to do that for all the troops, especially.
Absolutely.
815, I've got some Russian fairy tale steins, 6 of them, purchased from American Express card as they offered things like that. In the 80s, you ever seen anything like this, Brian?
We have. I've seen these different items that people were able to purchase or buy from the American Express. A little coupon would come, or a little advertisement would come, and this particular case is something that they could keep and enjoy and pass along to the next.
Brian goes
to the next family.
I love when Brian goes into polite, it's not worth anything mode, when he's like, just cherish it, just. In your heart and soul, by a fire one night, just enjoy it.
Absolutely. Fill it with some beer.
Yeah, exactly. But I like them. Hey, always check it out before you throw it
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
815, is Brighton jewelry worth anything? I don't even know what that is.
So Brighton Jewelry is a silver plate jewelry company.
Okay.
And they, depending on the condition, some of their stuff does have some secondary market value. Some of it can be from the few dollars on up, to $100, just depending on what.
Not the value of the silver itself, but instead
no,
of the piece.
No, definitely not the value. It'd be value of the brand.
Ah, okay. 847, I have some sterling silver I'd like to sell, some silverware. Should I polish them before I bring them in? Ooh, good question.
Do not. Do not waste your time. You do not have to polish it.
Okay.
No polishing is necessary. It makes it easier for you that way. You don't have to worry about polishing. It's not going to change the price either way.
Yeah. This text from the 847, we get this one every now and again. Ask Brian percentage of spot he pays for scrap, silver, and gold. Scrap, not Tiffany. Full transparency, please. No games. First of all, you're not going to have any games with Brian. He's going to tell you exactly what he's going to do. If he doesn't answer honestly, very suspicious. You're the most honest guy out there, Brian.
I appreciate that, John.
And you, like, people will probably, I bet you get this a lot.
Oh,
someone's
sure.
Like, I saw on the sign, or I saw it here, that gold is XXX. Why aren't you buying it for that price? And you have to make a profit.
We have to be able to make something.
Right.
We have to be able to make something on it. We have to stay in business.
We have a family to feed.
I've got a wife and kids to feed. Yes. And all my wonderful employees, they have, you know, their families that they have to take care of themselves. So, of course, we do get to make a profit on the items that we do purchase. You know, and we are happy to accommodate, you know, anything within reason. Mm-hmm. It's, all you got to do is bring it in. I'll be happy to go over it with you.
And you'll show them exactly.
Sure.
You'll show them the work.
Absolutely.
So is there like a set percentage or does it change depending on
It does vary. It just varies based upon if it's an item that we're going to be melting, if it's an item that can be resaled. It just does make a difference. And the thing is, with a lot of times when we see questions like this come through, is they may not understand, like if they have a gold bar or a silver bullion piece, that there's premiums that are dealt with above and below on an item. And that changes with market conditions as well. Things don't just stay one simple. I wish they did. It'd make my life so much easier. they change. And so that's why, you know, it's hard to quote prices directly over the phone. We, you know, and this is years and decades of going through this where somebody, you know, you quote them a price and 3 weeks later they show up and suddenly the price is, you know, inevitably
way lower. Of course.
And then they're like, well, you quoted, you know, and then they,
it changes by the hour.
Faster than that.
Exactly.
And I just, you know, it's easier. Bring it in. Let me look at exactly what I'm buying. Make sure it's right there in front of me. I'll quote you a fair price. You can accept it or you can decline it. It's that easy.
How long has Americash been around?
35 years.
And it came, your dad started it.
His name is John Burnett. John Burnett started Americash. Now, I come from
a family
that started dealing in the coin industry back in 1963 out of Indiana.
Yeah.
So that's where I started, and
then I
joined
Americash.
I guess
what I'm saying is you wouldn't be open for this long with a family-run business that's respected if you were doing something squirrely with the prices of gold and silver.
Absolutely.
And you take a lot of pride in that. I know that for sure. Brian, we're out of time. 630-969-9600 is how they can call you and ask you more questions or send pictures of the stuff they have. And we're going to chat next week, aren't we, Brian?
Yes, I believe so.
Back-to-back weeks with the Cash Man. I love that. Take care, my friend. Thanks for answering our questions.
You're welcome.